You're listening to the audio production of It Started With Goodbye by Christina June, published by Blink and read by Amanda Sanfilippo.
Dedication. A strong spirit transcends rules. Prince Rogers Nelson. For anyone who has ever had to defend the things that make them happy. Chapter 1.
Tatum, they have your license plate on camera. This is as good as it's going to get.
Mr. Alves stood at the head of the table in the plush conference room. I stared blankly at him, still trying to process what he was saying. My head was spinning, and it sounded like he was speaking Greek while his cheeks were stuffed full of mashed potatoes. My stepmother, Belen, poked my shin with the toe of her pointy pump.
Tatum Elsie, Mr. Alves is trying to help you.
I yelped, even though it didn't hurt.
You didn't need to kick me, I said loudly, making sure my dad, Mr. Alves, and the people in the next office overheard me.
Tatum, my dad warned, putting a hand on my shoulder. Tom, could you please run through the deal again? Tatum, you need to listen. This is your future.
Yes, sir, I said, eyes down, guilted. The temperature in the room seemed to increase with each second that ticked by on the wall clock. I wiped my palms on my skirt. Mr. Alves cleared his throat.
Right, here we go again.
He looked at me over his glasses.
You're expected to confirm the figure seen on the security camera at 4:37 p.m. on June 9th, exiting Mason's department store.
He pushed his glasses back up on his nose and glanced down at the paper in his hand.
Ashlyn Zanotti and Chase Massey. Is that correct?
Correct, I said, and checked out my reflection in the table's polished surface. This was torture.
The official charge for both is grand larceny, because the total amount stolen exceeds $200. Normally in Virginia, you would be charged with the same felony since you were the driver. However, as you have no record, you're issuing this statement, and there was no merchandise found on your person or in your car, the Commonwealth attorney has agreed to reduce it to a misdemeanor instead.
Thank goodness for small favors, Belen said. This is still going to affect your college applications, you know. I was reading on the Focused Parent blog about the impact of criminal charges. You'll have to disclose it, Tatum. It was so typical of her to bring up that ridiculous blog. Just because the author was an expert and was on TV all the time did not make him the authority on life. If I'd had the power to take away her voice temporarily, like in The Little Mermaid, I might have used it. I bit the inside of my cheek instead.
The silver lining is that we can petition to have your record expunged.
Mr. Alves offered me a sad smile, while Belen exhaled the biggest sigh of relief the world has ever heard. That's good, I said quietly to the table. At least this snafu wouldn't follow me forever. Mr. Alves continued,
Mr. Massey, age 19, will obviously be charged as an adult.
Had I heard that right? I picked my head up. Mr. Alves, did you say 19?
Yes, he said, his glasses sliding lower on his nose. Why?
My eyes grew wide. He told her he was 17. Belen's hair rustled against her blouse as she shook her head, no doubt with disappointment over the ineptitude of teenagers, especially that of my best friend, Ashlyn.
It seems that Mr. Massey did more than falsify his age. He also chose not to disclose his long list of previous offenses.
Mr. Alves flipped through the pages in his hand.
Vandalism, assault, petty theft, it goes on and on.
Huh. I'd always known Chase wasn't good boyfriend material, for sure not good enough for Ashlyn, and his finer points were sadly the reason I found myself in what the Commonwealth attorney wanted to call the getaway car, that fun-filled afternoon. But a repeat offender?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?